This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are deep, as you might have heard, into the 2012 Nobel Prizes, medicine, physics, chemistry, and literature so far. The economics prize is Monday. Bit of a surprise this morning, though.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2012 is to be awarded to the European Union.
You're wondering what the winners of that Peace Prize are thinking? Us too. So we asked them.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
We've got Sophie Petter from The Economist in Paris, Mario Efthymiopoulos from Strategy International. He's out of Thessaloniki, Greece, and Miguel Ancho Morado from Madrid. They are all on the line. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you all for joining us. Sophie Petter, let me start with you and ask you your gut reaction. What did you think when you heard this today?
I have to say I was surprised. I didn't see this coming at all, and I think that probably reflects a fair amount of the reaction here. People we're very much in the middle of a Eurozone crisis, as you know, and the French are feeling the pinch. The idea that there is now this sort of prize in recognition of something which is quite different is not at all the economic achievement, it's the political achievement.
Miguel Ancho, what's going on in Madrid? Are people paying attention to this?
Well, Spain actually, as you know, has a special relationship with Europe. We are very pro-European, so we all have this this idealistic view of Europe, which this prize represents. But then at the same time, we are not an important country in Europe, and this is clearly seen now because of the economic situation. So yes, I think that's more or less the reaction here in Madrid.
Mario Efthymiopoulos, let me ask you this. When you heard this news this morning, did you just shake your head or did you say, oh, yeah, no, the Europeans deserve this. We deserve this.
Well, I would say, like, as a European Union citizen, I would be very happy for my institutions and the institutions that were created over the years. But as a citizen of Greece, where we feel the fiscal crisis in our guts, basically on everything, I was very shocked. And I would say I still don't understand what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, Sophie Petter in Paris. Let me ask you this: so if you read the citation, it says, the European Union has contributed to the advancement of peace and reconciliation, democracy and human rights in Europe. There is nowhere in there anything about the economy of Europe.
Well, exactly. And I think it's the strangeness of it coming just when there are so many divisions in Europe at the moment. You've got this real sense of Europe not really knowing how to get out of a crisis. The two big motor countries, France and Germany, not agreeing on what direction there is. And then suddenly this is the moment for the prize. This is something that could have been awarded at any point. Yeah. It's odd timing.
Mario, this prize comes with, $1.2 million American. What do we do with the money? How do you split it up?
The bigger question is who will receive it for the European
Union?
Yeah,
who's going to go and make the speech, right?
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I truly don't know what they're going to do with the money. I presume also the money is definitely not going to the south of Europe. but to be honest, the European Union, as a union of 27 member states, I think deserves it morally and ethically. It does not deserve it practically.
Yeah. Sophie, what do you think? Where does the money go?
Well, don't forget, the money's peanuts. I mean, the scale of the European economy and the scale of the problems, the scale of debt, I mean, it's just insignificant, really. I think it's much more in the symbolism that this prize has some sort of importance.
Sophie Petter is the Economist bureau chief in Paris. Mario Efthymiopoulos is with the Greek research firm Strategy International out of Thessaloniki. And Miguel Ancho Morado is a journalist in Madrid, Spain. Thanks, you guys, all very much for being here.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.